Nucha Tolomeo did not have many chances in life, at least not the kind the world recognizes. Her life unfolded quietly, mostly from a bed or a chair, yet from that stillness flowed a strength that reached far beyond the walls of her home. Relying on the Holy Spirit, she offered herself completely to anyone who came to her for counsel, comfort, or hope, never turning away those who called with broken hearts or heavy burdens. She was born Gaetana Tolomeo on Good Friday, April 10, 1936, in Catanzaro, in Italy's Calabria's region, a day already marked by sacrifice and love. Just 3 months later, on July the 12th, she was baptized by Father Teodoro Diaco in the Church of Our Lady of the Rosary. It was a moment that would quietly shape her destiny, for the Rosary would remain in her hands throughout her life, as natural to her as breath itself. She also developed a deep devotion to Padre Pio, and as she grew, those around her began calling her by the name that would become known to many, Nucha. Her childhood, however, was not gentle. A progressive and deforming paralysis struck her when she was very young, halting her physical growth and slowly confining her body. Her parents searched desperately for help, bringing her to local doctors, but none could offer a cure. Their suffering was compounded by the illness of their son Giuliano, born on October 30, 1940. His fragile life ended sometime in 1944, leaving the family with a grief that cut deep and lingered long. As the years passed, her condition worsened, and her world grew smaller until she was confined almost entirely to a bed or chair. Yet it was there, in that narrowing space, that her spirit expanded. Nucha chose not to surrender to bitterness or self-pity. Instead, she leaned fully on the strength of the Holy Spirit, embracing the illness and the suffering it brought as a means of reaching others, especially those lost in sin or despair. She came to see her condition as a participation in the Passion of Christ, a sharing in His redemptive suffering, and this understanding shaped everything about her life. People began to sense it when they encountered her, slowly at first, and then in growing numbers, pilgrims came seeking her counsel. Priests, nuns, and lay people alike sat before a woman who could not walk and had only a fourth grade education, yet she spoke with wisdom that seemed to come from beyond herself. Those who met her often remarked that they felt the presence of the Holy Spirit simply by being near her. They noticed the rosary she always held, her devotion to Eucharistic adoration whenever it was possible, and a quiet commitment to Catholic action, offering what she could to the life of the Church. In 1994, Nucha's voice found a new path. She became a guest on Radio Maria, and her primary objective was to spread the gospel message to the suffering with whom she could identify: drug addicts, prostitutes, and the needy, especially families going through financial struggles. On the program Il Fratello, people called in with their struggles, and Nucha responded not with easy answers, but with faith, compassion, and the gospel. Her message resonated deeply, and the program became widely loved. 2 months before her death, she offered young people a final testimony, summing up a life that, though physically limited, had been spiritually abundant. "I am Nucha. I am 60 years old, all spent on a bed. My body is twisted. In everything, I must depend on others, but my spirit has remained young. The secret of my youth and my joy of living is Jesus. Alleluia." On January the 24th, 1997, Gaetana Nucha Tolomeo passed away at the age of 60. The following morning, Radio Maria announced the death to thousands of listeners. The day was marked by both sorrow and gratitude, sadness at losing a presence, and joy for a life so completely given to God. Years earlier, in 1995, Nucha had offered an Easter message that revealed how deeply she understood the mystery of her suffering. In His infinite mercy and wisdom, The Lord has prepared a weak body for me, for the triumph of His power of love. I praise and bless the Lord for the cross, of which He adorned me. Because by crucifying my flesh, He also crucified my thoughts, my affections, my desires, and even my will, to make me His welcome abode, His satisfaction, His living tabernacle. Thanks to the cross of Christ, today, I can affirm with the Apostle Paul, it is no longer I who live, it is Christ who lives and works in me. Blessed Nucha Tolomeo, prega per noi.